Are you really gonna make me keep doing this? How many times do I have to jump over the same stupid fence? I'm exhausted. We're up to, like, 134. This clearly isn't working. You thought it was 134 different sheep girls? No, silly. It's me every single time. I enter stage right, I jump the friggin' fence, I exit stage left. Then I have to run my ass around off screen in your little thought bubble and do it all over again. So tedious. Look at me, I'm sweating. Does it look like I'm dressed for cardio? I'm basically wearing a heavy wool sweater. I mean, it's one of those virgin killer sweaters. Backless, accentuates my tits and everything. Talk about rack of lamb. But still. You must be really porno-brained to conjure up a shapely sheep girl instead of just a regular old sheep, huh? I can dig it. Did you say nice when you counted 69? I did. Not out loud, but mentally. Surprised your filthy little imagination didn't have me landing right on your dick every time I cleared the railing. I'm cute, right? More human than ovine, really. I've got all the good parts. But I suppose you could still say I'm sheep-ish. Well, whatever. I'm a figment of your imagination, which is probably why I'm so fuckable. But back to the matter at hand. Go the fuck to sleep! Have you tried all the other methods of inducing sleep before sending me on this endless barnyard death march? Warm milk? Soothing rain sounds? Jacking off? Well, that's your problem right there. Look at that tent you're pitching in your PJs. Is that because of me, or is it just like your natural state? Why don't you take care of it? It's not No Nut November, is it? There's no calendar here inside your little dream bubble thingy. Look, can I just come out? I feel like I could do more good out there than in here. The fence jumps aren't getting it done. Let's put the equestrian events to bed and try something different. Let me steeplechase that dick, maybe. Sure, I can pop right out into the real world, no problem. In the dreamscape, I'm able to do pretty much whatever I want, including that. I mean, you're technically still awake, but you conjured me in your mind's eye, so it's basically the same thing. Like a lucid wet dream. Here, watch. Just, yeah, gotta pull the edges of your thought bubble open a little wider. Lift my hoof up. Put my right leg here. Straddle the edge like so. Fuck. Fuck. I think I'm stuck. Suspended above your head, throwing ass helplessly in the air. You want to lend a hand, please? Just, like, grab me by the hips and pull. Thank you. That was a close one. Almost had a help me step bro situation on our hands. How embarrassing. I'm a little thicker than usual this time of year as we head into winter. I'm sure you're not complaining. Well, here I am, in the real world. You want to count me? One of one, baby. You broke the mold when you dreamed me up. This is your bedroom, huh? It's, nice. You want like a hand job or... Yeah, I've got hands. See? The hooves are only on the bottom, like Satan. I mean, he's more goat-coated, I guess, but... Anyway, yeah. Why don't we start with a little tug and see where the night takes us? Let me just spit on my hand for lube. I learned this from my friend. She's a camel girl. Total slut. But we're besties. Yeah, you should swing by the heavy petting zoo sometime. We eat right out of your hand and stroke the cum right out of your cock. I'm going to be jonesing for food pellets the whole time I'm jerking you. But I'll just bite my lip, I guess. There we go. Just slip my hand right down your waistband and get to work. It's kind of fun to get jerked off under your pants, right? All sneaky and secret. Let me press your leaky tip right against the fabric. Make that little wet spot spread while I pump you. Do you want to count strokes? You seem to really enjoy counting things. I bet the bank hates to see you coming when they do one of those guess how many jelly beans are in the jar contests. No, shh. Relax. I was teasing. Just lie back and enjoy. This is supposed to be soothing, remember? Close your eyes and enjoy my warm hand gliding up and down your shaft. Aw, you look so peaceful. It kind of makes me want to sit on your face, not gonna lie. You're not vegan, are you? Would you object to a little mutton in your mouth? Nah, again, just joking. Us sheep girls are very irreverent. I'm always the life of the party. Sometimes I yell, "Wolf!" when there isn't one. Everybody comes running, and I laugh my ass off. It's hilarious. Surely there won't be any repercussions for that down the road. Tell you what, I'll pop in some evening when you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Let you turn me into the main course. But tonight's all about you. Let's take the edge off this cock so you can rest. I'm going to roll your pajama pants down around your thighs because I don't imagine you want to sleep in your own sticky mess. Look at that dick twitching in my hand. That little dribble of pre-cum leaking down the side. Yummy. Come here. I'm gonna lie down right beside you and jack you off. Press this little fuzzy body up against you. Kiss your ear. Maybe whisper something nasty to make you blow. Yeah, you like that, don't you? The sheep girl girlfriend experience. Just rest your head on my shoulder, sweetie. Clear your mind and empty your balls for me, okay? You about ready? Want me to talk you through it? I want you to spurt so hard it hits the fucking ceiling. You better rain cum all over your thighs and belly so I can crawl down there and lick it up. As soon as you're all happy and sleepy and spent, I'm gonna give you a nice warm tongue bath until... Oh! Oh my gosh! You didn't even wait until I was done talking dirty. Look at it shoot. Oh, fuck, that's hot. The wet pulses in my hand every time you blow another rope is magnificent. Messy boy. Look at all of it. I can't believe you were trying to sleep with that big pipe all clogged up. Feel better? Ready to hit the hay? I can so relate. A promise is a promise, though. Keep those eyes closed while I lick you clean. Hey, you're peeking, mister. What's the big idea? You didn't want to miss me licking up your cum, huh? I mean, I get it, but that kind of defeats the purpose. You're supposed to be getting some shut-eye, not blowing the barn doors off a sexy little sheep girl all night. Don't get all worked up again. Fine, I'll fuck you one time. I can't resist those puppy dog eyes. I'm genetically coded to do whatever dogs tell me, so it's very convincing. Using my weakness against me like that? You're so bad. Shit. Pretend you didn't hear that. I hate my accent. Oh yeah, the sweater comes right off. Literally pulled the wool over my eyes. Tits out. Is that not how it works with regular sheep? Say what now? With an electric razor? Like they were getting a high-top fade? Huh. You learn something new every day. I'm dying to drop these wool panties too. Especially around you. But also just generally all the time. Ugh, itchy. Okay, I'm naked now. How do you want me? See this little manicured patch of curls between my legs? That's where your dick's gonna go. There's nothing like a neatly, shorn pussy. Shit. Sean. Sure, I'll be happy to bounce on it. Allow me. Oh, God. This cock's still awfully stiff. Oh, for someone who just dumped a bucket of slop all over himself. Oh, get in this tight little trough and squeal for me, piggy. Oh, sorry. I couldn't resist. Got a little bit of a barnyard fetish. What can I say? Oh, gonna pen a smutty Charlotte's Web fic about this later, where she writes, "Some dick." Oh, now give me your hands and let's lace our fingers. You can help me balance while I throw it down on this fat hog. fuck. First time you've had a sheep girl riding you cowgirl, huh? I could spin around and go reverse so you can watch my fat ass slap your stomach, but... you seem to be happy with the view. staring pretty hard at my jiggling tits. This ewe's eyes are up here, sweetie. Oh, buy a vowel in this steamy cunt and make me show you my O face. Oh, god damn, just like that. Ram me with that big horn until I fucking bleat. Squeeze my hands and ship it me onto your thick crook over and over again. I'm completely hooked. God. Oh, fuck. I'm not gonna last long like this. My aching clits grinding the base of your dick every time I bottom out. Fleece me with that big cock. Bounce me up and down on that fat fucking fence post and watch my tits jump. I want to whitewash my back walls with a hot coat of cum. It'll be every bit as fun as Tom Sawyer pretended it was. Oh, fuck. I can't wait anymore. Give it to me. Tenderize this little cunt like a lamb chop and slather me in mint jelly. Make me come on your cock and put me out to pasture. Feel me grinding my hips in circles, rubbing my ass against your thighs while I milk out every last spurt. That cum is mine. Perfect. Kinda sleepy myself now. It's cool if I curl up on top of you, right? Nuzzle your neck and get cozy. Yay! You're comfy. I bet you feel a lot better now that you busted twice, huh? Count to two and you're out like a light. Wrap me up in your arms and let's get some rest. Yeah, I'll have to go back in my thought bubble eventually. But I'm not hard to find. Just think sexy thoughts and I'll be here with bells on. I want more than just one turn on that good dick. Whenever you say jump, I'll ask, how high? I don't want to defeat the purpose and get you all hard again, but next time, you're hitting it from the back. I do some of my best work on all fours. You're going to grab my fat ass and sheepdog me from behind until my hair's in my face and my tongue's lolling out. But we'll save that for later. Just a little something to look forward to. As for now, close those eyes, hold me tight, and let's have some sweet dreams. good night. Oh.